Yeah, I'm on a roll here. Third rumination. I'm gonna put this down, man. Third one since coming back from the hiatus or the vacation or whatever you want to call it. Another funeral trip is what I want to call it. At least calling offs, man. I haven't really had a proper vacation since this past summer. I want to say before it even began. Anyway, it don't matter. We did that. I already talked about it, but the other night, I think it was the night before last, or was it last night from this recording, man? I was watching a live stream by, I think it was Hoodservative, big up, and I started on it, but I had to comment on this. I had to tell him, hey man, I'm going to have to watch this one more time. I'm going to have to watch this one more again. Something to the effect of that. And then he said, warning, noticing may occur. And I noticed some shit. I sure the hell did. He wasn't the only one that brought that up. Many others did. Hammer gave it a brief mention. But I know Hoodservative did. Big up to him. I know Nick Fuentes brought that up, and I don't even watch Nick Fuentes, but it was a segment of him, you know, talking about that. It was another segment of Steve Bannon talking about that. And it was the H-1B thing. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. It's a clause in immigration. Now, O-1 is another type of an immigration, and that's usually involving what Trump would call the best and the brightest. So Elon, Vivek, you know, Habib Pajit, that I call him, he you know, popped off at the mouth, and they're not even in office yet. Doge has been throwing shit all, they didn't give a fuck from the night of the election all the way up to now. To this very minute you listening here, they have been up to all manner of shit. Talking mad shit. Now, yeah, it you know, some of it was well-deserved. And then when they got to they forgot for a little while that the people that they are talking to is the base that helped them get the next level of power that they are getting. I guess they kind of realized that this is probably the only time, you know, they're going to ever get to do this, because this is the only time Trump is ever going to get to do this. After this, if he lives through all 4 years, man, I hope he does. You know, one, he's getting up there in age, and two, there's already been, what, 2-3 attempts on him? Since running for office this time around? And then he wins it? Alright? So, we can only hope this man survives 4 years. Now, back to what I'm talking about. The H-1B visas. Now, this is when, you know, entry-level, low-skill type of work. And they're temporary visas, mind you. A lot of, I have friends of mine, South Asian friends of mine, have had this. Some were able to turn it into citizenship, actually. And good on them. I mean, family of his, the guy I'm referring to anyway, they were able to start, you know, businesses. Yes, normally it would be convenience stores. Yep. This is true. I mean, it wasn't just Apu at the Quickie Mart. You know what I mean? Wasn't just him, man. Right? And that's kind of sad they took him out. But anyway. Yeah. I got to thinking about him. That friend of mine. And dude, he is a beast with any musical instrument you hand him, okay? And I've made some music with him in the past, too. He's done a few, some Thrasher solos. I could let you play some one day if you, you know, just let me know what you think in the comments about that one, all right? But anyway, and he was cool. He was a crazy bastard, too, though. You know, he would get a little drunk and full. And, you know, the women that get at him right, they would try to shit test him and put him into some shit. But he let you know he didn't take no shit, right? And this is from two other females I know that he's been, that he messed with, that he fucked with in the past. But anyway, not important. When Elon and his partner there got to talking about the H-1B visa thing, I got to looking at my life. What I'm doing now, I'm behind a cash register. And yet I went to school and actually learned how to code. Okay? Isn't that what they were saying back then? Learn to code? Actually did that. And only got one nerdy job. That company's defunct now. Alright? It's defunct now. They couldn't keep that shit going on for as long as they thought they were. Yeah. That was crazy. And I remember this because, like, shit, it's been around for a while. But it was under another name. Same people. Same people. And they would get these projects of these many different major companies. Now, at the time I did it, I was also going to college. Mind you, I was also a single father. You know what I mean? Y'all hear this single mother bullshit, but not too many of y'all hear about the single fathers or single dads when they go through theirs, right? And I'm doing all of this at the same time, you know. Thinking I could just burn the candle at three ends in this case. Four. In a relationship at the time. And long story short, I couldn't hold it all down. I couldn't keep it all together. You know, but I kept on getting out there and throwing the resume out there and cover letter out there and, you know, only to be told that, you know, they moved on to better candidates. And then I heard this H-1B shit, and I was livid, bro. I was fucking livid. And when I seen the statistics as to who usually receives the H-1B, I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck? So, we got DEI on that side, making sure that bitch stays in at work. And then we got H-1B to make sure this motherfucker goes to work. No wonder I don't see us in a lot of fucking work pictures. Those AI work pictures. You don't see a lot of us in that. Now, do you? And if you do, shit, your ass must be in a blue state or a blue city. Or you must have seen this shit recently. Anyway. When I heard about that, I was like, oh, I was livid. Yeah, man. And it's a damn shame. Because not too long ago, I mean, I'll give it 20 years ago at the most. I mean, we've been hearing about the Mexican taking the blue-collar job. Now we gotta watch out for this, you know, South Asian taking the white-collar jobs. Jobs we'd actually do. Because as you know, right, the ones coming from south of the border usually do the jobs that we don't do. But this is another flip to it. These are jobs we'll actually do. But the excuse of them competing with China, though. And to compete with China, we gotta have low-paid type workers in this shit. And then I think about the many people that these people help in the call centers and IT, tech support, shit like that. They're, yes, your first image would be a Peugeot. I'm sorry, I have to say this P word. Fuck that. Some pissed, man. I was fucked out of a chance at that. I'd be doing that instead of dealing with Karens in these fucking stores, man. And I'm still pissed at that right there, man. Yeah. Now, okay, black folks can be racist too. I'm showing off a vibe. I'm putting a racist type vibe out there. You know? But this is a rumination, so I don't give a fuck. You know, speaking with y'all is my therapy, damn it. I don't need some overpaid gynocentric to adjust the shot group. Alright? You know? That's why I have you, the subscriber. Thank you. You, the listener. You know? But, again, man, I can't help it, man. I mean, that right there was like, oh, so that's what's been happening. Why bother even looking for work? And it's going to suck, though, when the market does crash. And we go through the same shit that was going through in 2009 through 2012, 2013. You know? I'm black behind this mask, so we have the highest unemployment. Well, yeah, we have the highest unemployment rate, no matter what, even when we're doing good. And get this, Trump tightened up the H-1B visa shit. No wonder it was looking like, wow, I would normally never get this job. And I got it. But then I look at myself and my behavior and my demeanor, I'm like, damn, do I know how to keep it? I don't know, man. But yeah, that H-1B shit is fucked up, man. No wonder. I mean, did Nikki Haley and Kamala Harris, yo, you talking about replacement? These South Asians are on it. Indians are on it. Nikki Haley there, Vivek Ravaswamy there, Kash Patel, Kamala Harris, you know? I'm like, what the fuck? What's really going on, bro? Anyhow, man, I just thought I'd let that out. I don't want to come out as a, you know, out as a racist prejudicial, but, you know, or you know, a bitter America firster, but this is, I mean, damn, do you see why we say America first? Fuck China. Hold this shit down so we can get this debt right. But look, that's $40 trillion. And you know what we're trying to use to get that debt down? Other vassal states. The sun never rests on the American Empire. We snatched it from fucking England. Alright? Well, let me get on out of here, man. I just thought I'd get that out of my mind. Soap out.